Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,100. John, you ready to play today?
Yes. Good morning. How are you doing, Al?
I would love to give you this money. You feeling confident?
Yes.
All right,
much
great.
More than before.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Can you ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room and forget everything you know.
Yeah. Good luck, man. $1,100. Here we go.
All right. All right, John, I'm going to tell you right now, it's all going to come down to this last question, so I hope you get them all right. Raven can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. Also, Sophia films every single one of these games. People asked yesterday how he's not cheating. You can watch anytime you want. I'm going to ask you these five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Are you ready to play today, John?
Yes.
All right, number one. March Madness is underway. What seed number is considered the best in the bracket?
Number one.
Number two. Vinyl Records hit the number $1 billion sales mark last year for the first time since 1983. The 8 variants of Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl were a large part of that. What do Taylor Swift fans call themselves, and the term was coined in dictionary.com?
Swifties.
Number three. The World Cup uniforms were revealed. The Stars kit is navy blue with red lining, and the Stripes kit has red and white wavy stripes with a navy collar. What sports brand sponsored the uniforms?
Nike.
Number four, Tom Brady isn't ruling out coming out of retirement to play flag football for the U.S. in the Olympics. What city will host the 2028 games?
Oh, Seoul? I don't know.
And number five,
LA.
New York Library of the Performing Arts posted a video of Timothée Chalamet on stage in the ballet version of Romeo and Juliet when he was just 6 years old. They're just not going to let that go. What ballerina performed for Sinners at the performance at the Oscars?
Oh, no.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. That's okay.
I blew it.
That's okay, John. All right, here we go. Sure. 3 for John.
Okay, not great, not terrible. $1,100. Here we go.
Number one, I can't believe you missed 4. Number one, March Madness is underway. What seed number is considered the best in the bracket?
I mean, number one.
Number one seed.
Of course.
Number two, Vinyl Records hit the $1 billion mark in sales last year for the first time since 1983.
It's
and
amazing.
It's basically because of the 8 variants of Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl.
That's a big part of it, yeah.
Yeah. What do Taylor Swift fans call themselves? And the term was coined at dictionary.com.
Swifties.
They sure are. Number three, the World Cup uniforms were revealed. The Stars kit is navy blue with a red lining. The Stripes kit is red and white wavy stripes with a navy collar. What sports brand sponsored the uniforms?
Adidas?
Nope, Nike.
Okay.
Number four, Tom Brady isn't ruling out coming out of retirement to play flag football for the U.S. in the 2028 Olympics.
Mm.
What city will host the 2028 games?
L.A.
Los Angeles is correct. You guys are tied at 3. And number five, the New York Library of the Performing Arts posted a video of Timothée Chalamet on stage in the ballet version of Romeo and Juliet when he was 6 years old.
Sure, he looks wonderful.
It's so funny that they will not let this go. It's so funny. They're
I mean, it's the most anybody's talked about ballet in forever.
All right. What ballerina performed for the Sinners performance at the Oscars?
Was it Misty Copeland?
It was.
Yeah.
Raven had no idea who she was,
None.
And I keep bringing her up, and I'm like, if he doesn't know her name, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah,
okay.
You just keep pressing it.
Yes.
I mean, you act like you're in ballet. You could also let it go now.
All right. So 4-3 today, John. That's going to get you an Anne on Raven t-shirt.
Thanks, guys. I can't be Raven today.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $1,200 tomorrow, Anna.